Okay, we're back here again with Alex Vandenberg, and this podcast we're going to be talking a little bit more about the whole process of sanctification. In some of our earlier podcasts, we mentioned the fact that man is triune, if you will, made of spirit, soul, and body, and we're going to dive a little bit deeper now into the soul issue, if you will, related to how the process works in your relationship with the Lord. And so we're going to be talking about that. Alex, welcome back again. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Pastor Tony. It's been a lot of fun being here talking about these topics that are dear to our heart.
That's right. And so today, we're dealing with the whole issue of spiritual growth as it relates to the theological term that the Word of God uses of being sanctified. And so how would you illustrate, what is an example of that that can help us to understand what this process looks like? And are there differences maybe between what we experience in the natural and the supernatural? Kind of unpack that for us, if you will.
Very good. Well, of course, Pastor Tony, we live in two worlds. We live in the natural and in a supernatural world. So if we would focus on the emotion of fear, we can either say this is a state of mind, or we can say there is a spirit of fear.
I see.
And the answer really is both.
Yes.
So we have to deal with both. We need to understand the frame of mind. How did a person start to believe what they did? But to also understand the trauma and perhaps the spiritual battle that they're in about that particular issue. So that's become something that rules their life.
Wow. That's amazing. So let me just ask you, can you talk with us a little bit more about how do we discern? Is this a natural thing? Is this a supernatural thing? Is this an attitude of our heart? Is it a thought process? Is it a spirit? What's the spiritual dimension? Because you said there really is both. And so do they interplay on each other? I mean, how would you walk through with somebody who may be struggling with fear? Maybe they have night terrors, or maybe you can't shut the lights off, or maybe they have a phobia of heights or water or whatever. How would you help an individual to walk through what is driving that fear? How do you identify that?
Very good. So, well, first, of course, we enter this through the mind, and we say, hey, you know, there's 366 verses on fear.
Wow.
And they can be summarized as, do not fear, for I am with you, says the Lord.
Right.
So part of the problem of dealing with the fear might be in the fact that God being with you is a hindrance to that person.
Mm.
They might have a problem with the Father image of God,
right,
for example,
mm-hmm,
so that you cannot use Romans 8, where it talks about how when you have a spirit of fear, that we actually can have and replace that with a spirit of adoption, where we can cry out, Abba Father, Daddy,
right,
Father.
Right.
If you don't have a relationship with your Daddy, Holy Father, then this becomes a hindrance for you to really use that verse effectively.
Right.
Because you're very distant, and it might be because you were very distant with your earthly father. And so we now have gone from the simple thing of, why don't you believe that God is with you, to, I have a problem with God being with us.
I see.
And now we can discern if this is anything demonic,
right,
if it's anything in their spiritual upbringing, anything emotional in their early childhood.
Mm-hmm.
And we can take those three different avenues and either rebuke that spirit that's in them that,
right,
keeps them from functioning well, or to give them the verses that will make them get closer to their Heavenly Father.
I see. Alex, one of the things that I find very fascinating in the body of Christ is that oftentimes when we talk about fear, you know, we recognize that fear can be a spirit. And so my question following that then would be logically is, how do spiritual things impact Christian people? In other words, we believe at Church of the King that the Bible teaches that a Christian cannot be possessed by a demon or a spirit. So that's a no-brainer. But we do see that there is somehow some way that the supernatural world, perhaps the demonic world, can impact even the mind of a believer. Can you expound a little bit maybe on that related to fear? How does that all work?
Well, of course, you're absolutely right in your assessment, but yet at the same time, we can be pestered by the devil.
Yes.
And he is opportunistic. He will deceive us. And so what he can do is when we are in a state of stress and anxiety and fear because of whatever circumstances or belief we have, we can be almost assured that he will be there to take advantage yes. of our weakness and try to exploit our belief system. Hmm. So we might be fighting with an issue of unbelief
yes.
that's rooted in being deceived by what the devil is whispering to us as we are suffering
right.
from a debilitating fear.
That's
the
good.
Fear of man, the fear of maybe a phobia, whatever those things might be, that here is another person that's going to reject me. And the devil will say, yes, you're right. And we almost make an agreement with him that we agree
there,
that the world is
go.
Really against us and mm-hmm. that we need to be fearful
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
live in that. And of course, the good news is that God has given us emotions to be able to make choices. It's good to be fearful when you get out of the parking
Absolutely.
Lot here and cross that road. It's
very,
very natural to be fearful. So these emotions are given to us for a purpose.
That's absolutely true, and you know the other side of the good news related to the spiritual side is Paul writes to Timothy and he said God has not given us a spirit of fear. That's good news. But then he goes on to say the spirit that we do have is a spirit of love, a spirit of power, and a spirit of a sound mind. That's amazing that God addresses that whole issue in one short phrase that gives us incredible hope. So as we have talked about, you know, the process of sanctification, and today given some examples about fear and how fear works emotionally, supernaturally, naturally, it's really helpful for us, again, as people who desire to disciple people, to be aware of the reality of these things, to be able to help people process through whatever is creating inside of them, fear or anxiety or worry or whatever the case might be. So thank you, Alex, again for being a part of this podcast. Any closing remarks? Anything you want to say to one last shot in the arm? What do you think?
Well, I think particularly when we're dealing with emotional issues that people go through, I just want to impress on everybody, treat the person that sits in front of you with love. Do not condemn them. Do not belittle them. Honor them. And see what God is doing in their life so that they can walk into wholeness and wellness.
Good. That's excellent. Alex, thank you again for being a part of us. Hey, guys, thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time. Enjoy the podcast.